You're listening to SBS News.
Queen Elizabeth is widely known as an avid horse lover. She was due to attend Epsom Downs Racecourse on Sunday, on the third day of her Platinum Jubilee celebrations for the annual Epsom Derby horse race, but mobility issues prevented her from coming. Her daughter, Princess Anne, was there in her place. Five of the Queen's former racehorses were paraded, and 40 jockeys who have ridden for the Queen formed a guard of honour before the national anthem was played. Later in the day, there was a special concert in honour of the Queen in London. About 22,000 people gathered at the Mall in front of Buckingham Palace, with millions more watching the coverage on their televisions at home. The common refrain from punters was how admired and beloved the Queen is for so many.
I think it's probably a sort of once-in-a-lifetime type thing anyway, isn't it? I mean, it would be unlikely that we'll see another Jubilee, perhaps in our lifetimes, on the scale of this. So it's just very exciting. Somebody who's given her life for service to come and sort of celebrate it along with them.
British band Queen and frontman Adam Lambert opened the star-studded event set in a temporary amphitheatre around the Queen Victoria Memorial outside the palace. A who's who of musical acts entertained the crowd, with Diana Ross closing the show with her first UK live performance in 15 years. The Queen's son, Prince Charles, also addressed concertgoers. It was a heartfelt tribute, with the 73-year-old telling the Queen she had been a faithful servant and mother to the family and the nation.
You have met us and talked with us. You laugh and cry with us. And most importantly, you have been there for us for these 70 years. You pledged to serve your whole life. You continue to deliver. That is why we are here.
The Queen's grandson, Prince William, also delivered a speech which focused on environmental issues. After joking about his grandmother's age, telling the crowd Queen Elizabeth had been alive for nearly a century, he said that climate change awareness was much improved.
Today, in 2022, as the Queen celebrates her Platinum Jubilee, the pressing need to protect and restore our planet has never been more urgent. But, like her, I am an optimist. Decades of making the case for taking better care of our world has meant that environmental issues are now at the top of the global agenda.
The Queen did not appear at the concert in person either, but she did release a video which was broadcast at the start of the concert. It featured herself having tea with another British icon, Paddington Bear.
Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I. I keep mine in here.
Oh.
For later.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
The party is expected to continue for just one more day. 10 million people are expected to take part in street parties and celebrations for the big and final Jubilee lunch. There will also be giant puppets, a military parade, and a pageant in London. But fans of the Queen, especially those who have come from overseas, have already been suitably impressed.
We had tickets to Horse Guards Parade, so got to see everything up front, and just, y'all did a remarkable job. The pomp and pageantry, seeing the royal family, walking down the mall to the palace and the balcony appearance, it was all just incredible.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.